Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is September 25th, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association that's dedicated to providing information on vaccinations that's not often available, I should say, in the mainstream media, and certainly being censored so that we can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. And that's obviously becoming very apparent. I think this whole thing is waking a lot of people up. Anyway, there's some little dispute sometimes over why I called it Immunize Wisely. I have played around with that word for a long time. And immunize does mean to strengthen immune function. So one of our lead flyers on our website, vaclib.org, but our other websites are vaccinetruth.com and vaccinetruth.net, is a mirror of our exemption pages. So if those are easy to remember, just go to vaccinetruth.com, and you can always find our website that way. But it's short. VacLib is short for Vaccination Liberation, just the first three letters of both, and then .org, and that's where everything is on our website. But we have flyers, and one of our great flyers that Dewey put together is your choice on how to immunize, and I was making copies of that today. And I thought, wow, you know, people need to know that. I mean, it came up last time, I guess, when I had a guest host. In fact, I want to thank Eric and Marie for hosting the show. They did a great job. It was an honor to have Tom DeWeese on Republic Broadcasting Network. I know he's been on before, but his information is very, very important. He, you know, really nails it on their globalist agenda and the importance of preserving our property rights. But anyway, I want to just mention that my business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I do sell high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. Hence the name of my show, you know, as I said, we can talk about all the ways to strengthen immune function. That's the main thing. Immunize wisely. So the chat room is hosted by Mer Bailey, and she is just so knowledgeable, and I really appreciate her. It is immunizewisely.ca, that's chatango.com, or chatango.com, you know, however you want to do it, but it's chatango.com. And she's a lot better about adding important content on there than I am, but since my guests, I have two guests, and they will be actually joining us by phone, so I'll have the commercial breaks to drop all my links. I want to remind everyone of how important it is to support RBN. My gosh, the news feed keeps changing, and it has such great content. I mean, I was like sent stuff from other people, and sure enough, you know, it's all always posted, it seems to be, at RBN. You know, really important news, and I was going to summarize a little bit of that. I think some of the biggest news that came out yesterday, to me, actually, was the cover-up of the results of the Arizona audit. Well, you know, these are things that interest me. I want to pay attention to the other big news that happened, which is that, and Children's Health Defense, they're always good about reporting on this kind of thing, that more than 726,000 COVID vaccine injuries reported of errors as CDC FDA overrule advisory committee's recommendations on third Pfizer shot. Now that you know, the Committee on Immunization Practices, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, there has been a lot of attention on them because they blanket approve every addition to the schedule, just turning our children into pincushions. And, you know, we can count on them to approve an adult vaccine schedule and anything that comes down the pike. So this is pretty big that they're getting wind of the number of reactions to the shot. Many of them have probably had family members that have suffered, if they haven't suffered themselves. And they decided, as a group, to not recommend Pfizer's third shot, the booster shot. And so it's not recommended for anyone, you know, that's 16 to 65 or whatever. But they authorized to give the booster to older people. Well, I wonder why. 65 and older who are at risk. So, you know, obviously we need to knock off the old people, right? So if you're over 65, beware. Just saying, you know, this is the kind of, you know, corporate government we have where it's all about money and profit. And anyone over 65 is on the dole, likely sucking off Social Security or disability or both or whatever. And, you know, they're certainly, with this level of debt they've incurred, it's important for them to get knocked off, in their view. So that is, you know, I'm going to just read some highlights from that because I think it's like so shocking, some of that information. Let's see. It's, so again, it's at childrenshealthdefense.org, but they also have it on Republic Broadcasting, and that's 726,965 adverse events between December 4th, 2020, that's when the first shots were administered, and September 17th, 2021. So we're looking at a nine-month span. 9 months. This has never happened in the history of vaccines, this level of adverse events that are reported. These are the ones that are reported. Of course, there's other scandals that hospitals are refusing to report. And so it's up to nurses and other people. You know, many people are spending like full time trying to report these adverse events because nobody else will. That's not part of the scenario because, after all, the Delta variant is the vaccine reactions. That's what it is. So, and I'm sure you've gotten an earful from other hosts on that. So that's 15,386 reports of deaths from this vaccine, you know, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer. And that's, you know, just all the way up to date. It was an increase of 461 from just the previous week. Now, these are ones that likely died soon after the shot. There were 99,410 reports of serious injuries during the same period. So this is shocking. foreign reports. There's all kinds of this is excluding the foreign reports, you know. So, this is just wild. So anyway, you need to read the whole article. It is on RBN. Let me, get a couple other news things. The news is just exploding, and the activism, people are rallying around. We're starting to look like Europe and Australia. People are coming out all over and organizing rallies against mandated vaccines and passports. In Minnesota, for instance, tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the Capitol, there is a bunch of websites I'll post in the chat. But that's September 26th, tomorrow, 4 to 7. The whole state is to rally. And people are just not taking it anymore and just going to refuse. People need to just stop complying. And that's, huge. And I'm really thankful for what's going on in other parts of the country. DeSantis is a hero of sorts for appointing as their new Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Ladapo. And he basically, when he was introduced, that speech was incredible. And I think it was even reported today on RBN. I had someone call me and tell me about it. It was great. And there's a really good article about that on the website. And, I'm on RBN. And some of the top things he said were just really incredible. Let's move on to that. Let's see. Should have had this pulled up. He says, these are some of the key words he said. He does have a remarkable academic and medical career. He's, 5 years old, immigrant from Nigeria. And his father was a researcher and obviously took great pride in his children, and he went through school, so, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. He mentors to teenagers and young adults. He's just an amazing man. He's an athlete and really had an amazing career. So, anyway, this is what he said. He opposes forcing people to wear masks and take COVID vaccines, and he had a clear message for all who were listening. When he accepted his position, he really tested the Democratic Party's terror machine, the media. Fear will not be taken into account as long as he's making decisions. And he says, Florida will completely reject fear as a way of making policies. We are done with fear. And he also totally upturned the public school policy and all the college policies there by saying it's absolutely up to you whether you want to wear a mask, whether you want to be vaccinated. It's a personal health decision. Wow, that's pretty incredible. He says, it's over here. Expiration date. It's done. Wow. So he's definitely turned a lot of heads. Certainly a hero among patriots. And let's see. Did I mention the UK funeral home director? I don't know. If you haven't seen that or heard it, my gosh, John Delaney is a UK funeral home director, okay? He speaks from experience, and it's like 38 minutes, I believe, he's being interviewed. And he goes into his whole story of how the government comes and visits him before the announcement of the pandemic, and they're, dialing him in that they're expecting all these deaths. Well, what happens is that he starts, picking up these people. That's what funeral homes do. And these people did not die of COVID, but they were all labeled as COVID, and family members were upset. Some of them died of cancer, some died of, you know, many other things, but it wasn't COVID. But they were all labeled as COVID, and they were told there was no doctor around, there was no COVID testing done on these patients that allegedly died of COVID. And so that, you know, raised his eyebrows. And he wasn't overly busy. It wasn't until the Delta variant, which was a vaccine. He says very clearly, it's obvious that the Delta variant itself is vaccine injury. And so he's had a huge uptick in his business from picking up all the bodies of those who were vaccinated. And this is what's filling up the hospitals. And he, you know, speaks from experience. And he's very articulate. And so that's definitely worth seeing. It's on Rumble. Anyway, I'll post that too. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much what else happened. Okay. Yeah, I think I covered most of it. Oh, yeah, there's the NIH and ivermectin. That's a huge thing, too. The NIH studies coming out, you know, showing how safe and effective ivermectin is. And then, of course, you know, I reported on that a little bit on another show, but how the Indian Bar Association is suing the WHO, the head of the WHO, who recommended against ivermectin based on the vaccine industry saying it would it was dangerous and would do more harm. And they obviously found out otherwise, and India is totally taking care of whatever COVID stuff they have through ivermectin pretty much exclusively, and they're doing fine. And so that lawsuit seems to be moving forward, and that's also on the RBN newsfeed. I thought that was really something else. And now, the other thing I wanted to mention is Jim Stone has it on his website. Don Bradley has it on his website. It's just how they have as a definition for, you know, they have to kind of reveal what's in the shot, but they have, it's like they have this code that some of it is proprietary and it's not to be revealed. And when you dissect that proprietary code, it actually shows that it's a military weapon. And that's really interesting. So I wanted to go ahead and mention that because that, yeah, the jab is clearly a classified weapon. And, yeah, he has these graphic shots of the screenshots of Comirnaty. Is that how you say that? Huh, Comirnaty. Anyway, how it keeps referring to this B4, and you look up at the redaction codes, what the redaction codes mean, and B4 right here is revealing information that would impair the application of state-of-the-art technology within a U.S. weapon system. Wow. Really? I mean, so that you can't reveal information that would impair the application of state-of-the-art technology within a U.S. weapon system. I find that really incredible. I don't know about you, but that's really amazing that, you know, it's right there. And thank God for these researchers that, you know, do a little digging and they put it out there. And I would, you know, if you guys really want to keep up with the news of on this whole COVID nonsense, you know, Red Voice Media is really doing an excellent job. You know, Stu Peters just has the most awesome guests, and Del Bigtree too. Del Bigtree is doing a good job. So please stay tuned. I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guests after the break.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Well, tonight I'm having on Huckleberry, who has nearly 20 years of experience in drinking Essiac tea, growing Essiac tea herbs, providing the tea to cancer patients, and interviewing some of the main players in the Essiac saga. Since there is a tremendous amount of disinformation today about Essiac tea on the internet, Huckleberry has conducted extensive research that separates the myths from the truth about Essiac tea. So welcome. Welcome, Huck.
Good evening.
Yeah, so why don't you start out by telling us how you got interested in Essiac tea? Because certainly I don't know anyone out there that's done more research on Reen Case and her clinic in Ontario that's living today, you know, than you, actually. I mean, you know, maybe Molly Klein, who is still living, but between you and Molly Klein, you seem to have the most information.
Yeah, well, it started really, about 27 years ago. I had been diagnosed with bronchitis, and then they diagnosed me with asthma. And so I took their medicines and different ones, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse until I have been a singer in throughout my life, and for 7 years it was so bad I couldn't even sing, not even one song, couldn't even get through it. I didn't have enough breath to do that. And I was mainly on inhalers, namely, the generic name would be Ibuterol, and then I took a stronger one, moved to Cerevent. And it just kept getting worse, and I had all these other symptoms of brain fog and, having to sleep 12 hours a day and so forth. And a friend of mine gave me some of the SEAC tea, and it was my fault, but I let it sit on the shelf for about a year, and finally my wife made some for me, and I started feeling better in about 3 days, and in a couple of weeks I was really feeling good compared to what I had been feeling for about 7 years. And so then I got really interested in it, and one thing led to another, and I later found out that the after I started a website to expose the pharmaceutical corporations, because as it turned out, they were poisoning me, and a naturopath by the name of Marisha McCain, who's no longer living, but I interviewed her and told her about the problem and what was going on, and that SEAC tea really helped me. And she said, well, that was because the SEAC tea, one of the big benefits of it is that it supports the liver. And as it turns out, the Cerevent and Albuterol that I've been taking as inhalers were actually poisoning my liver, and that causes breathing problems. It's kind of odd how that works, but that was what was really causing it. And so I went online and to find out what are the side effects of Cerevent, and lo and behold, there I read it. One of the so-called side effects of Cerevent is difficulty breathing. And this is how they, I learned later, this is how they design their drugs to create the symptoms that will require you to keep on taking their drugs. And and that was making my liver toxic, and so I was on SEAC tea for several months, and a friend of mine said, and I was almost totally better, and but I was still doing inhalers, not as often though, so I was just doing really well compared to before, the 7 years before, and so in 3 days. I went cold turkey off of the Cerevent inhaler, and in 3 days, I no longer had asthma, and I haven't had any kind of breathing problems since then. In fact, I don't even remember, I can't remember when I was sick. I know I used, before I started using SEAC, I would get, colds and things like that.
Okay, hold on, we have our big commercial break. Sorry. But yeah, no, this is fascinating. It really boosted your immune system and helped. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, after the commercial break, please continue with your story. It's great.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. Yeah, my guest Huckleberry was just sharing his story of his personal experience with SCACT in healing himself of asthma. So you want to go ahead and continue? Do you remember where you left off?
Yeah. So basically, I still continued using inhalers and didn't realize that it was still making my liver toxic, and the SCACT was actually detoxifying my liver. So when I actually went off the inhalers, there was just some last vestiges of the asthma left, and after 3 days, it was gone and never came back. So that's how I was able to pinpoint that it was actually the pharmaceutical drugs they were literally killing me. I was just going downhill very slowly, but over a period of years. And so I became very interested in learning more about it. And I had a lot of conversations with Dr. Gary Glum, and he wrote a book about it because prior to his involvement, the formula for SCACT was secret. Reencase had everybody, there's just a handful of people that knew the formula, and they had to actually promise her that they would take it to their grave and they would never share it with anybody. She wanted to be the one to deliver it, and she wanted to make it a legal remedy, for cancer. But it does so much more than just helping cancer. It's really a foundational tea. It helps many, ailments, shall we say, and supports various systems in the body and organs that it addresses. And the detoxification is one of the main ones that it does. But it also really helps people with cancer. So I began providing it. But Gary Glom, he made friends with one of Reen Case's patients. After a while, this was after Reen Case died, and he convinced her to give him the formula. So so he had to travel to get it and went to her house. He had to pay her $120,000 while she slid a piece of paper across the table to him with four herbs on him. So that was an expensive piece of paper. But he was
well, obviously, it included the proportions and, those kind of details.
Yeah. But, it was just for $120,000 for the formula, recipe, the whole thing. How to make it is really important. It has to be made a special way. And he was the first one to release the formula and teach people how to make the herbs. He wrote a book called Calling of an Angel, and he attracted the attention of the of Big Pharma and FDA and the government and so forth, and they raided his office and sicked the IRS on him and made his life hell. He paid dearly for that, and I wanted to, give him credit for actually releasing the formula. And then later on in 1994, Reen Case's best friend, who actually made the tea for her, she, knowing that Gary Glom had released the formula and knowing that it was the same formula that Reen taught Mary, she filed an affidavit in the town of Bracebridge, Ontario, validating Gary Glum's claim to the formula. And in spite of that, though, there's several companies out there that have different formulas that they call Essiac, and they are not actually Essiac. One of them is Fluorescence. That is another story on that.
Let me just ask you. So Essiac, a lot of people may not know about Essiac. Essiac is Reen Case's name. Her last name is spelled backwards. She just didn't know what to call it. So her right. last name is C-A-I-S-S-E, and so you reverse that, and that's where she just decided to call that her formula. And so right. and we're talking about Essiac, we're talking about her formula, and it's been, what we call it, bastardized or something by people claiming their tea is Essiac, but it's actually not the final tea that she used successfully in her clinic for many years.
Right. And Mary McPherson's affidavit was the only legal evidence of the formula, and that's how you can anyone can find out, including these companies that are knowingly selling a false formula and calling it Essiac. They know what they're doing, because it's a matter of public record what the formula is. And anybody can grow the herbs themselves or, buy them on the Internet, except there is one part of, one of the herbs is sheep sorrel, and the roots are very, well, Rinke said the roots of the sheep sorrel plant are very essential and to the formula. And you can't buy that on the internet, and farmers don't like to farm it because it's so labor intensive to grow the roots and harvest them and so forth. And so you have to find a company that actually grows them themselves, or grow them in your backyard for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like it's difficult to grow. It's not going to grow well maybe in Texas and Florida, or, you know, hotter climates.
Right, yeah.
But in the northern states, it grows fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can grow it in New York, and you can grow it in Minnesota. You can grow it probably in Iowa, too, right?
Well, around the globe, yeah. It actually is not a native herb, but Essiac is a native formula. It wasn't originally called Essiac, of course, but the two of the herbs in Essiac tea are burdock and sheep sorrel, and they actually come from Europe, which actually came from Asia. So, and then Turkey rhubarb also came from China, in the mountains in China. And they call it Turkey rhubarb because the trade route went through Turkey in order to get to Europe, where they used it as a laxative for quite a long time. It was the most popular one. And then the people in Europe brought over the sheep sorrel and the burdock and established it, and they taught the Native Americans about the medicinal qualities of those herbs. And so in the late 1800s, an Englishwoman was living in northern Ontario, and she had breast cancer. And at that time, it was pretty much a death sentence if you had surgery. So she opted not to, because she couldn't afford it. And this native, the words that Reen described is an old Indian medicine man. He was the one that first supplied the herbs and taught this English woman how to make the tea, and it cured her breast cancer. And so 30 years later, she was in a hospital in northern Ontario, and the head nurse there was Reen Case, and Reen Case asked her about the scar on her breast, and she told him what it was, and gave her the formula, which originally was eight herbs. No one knows what the eighth herb was for sure, there's speculation about that, so that's the one part that people don't know. But what Reen Case did, she gave it to her aunt and her mother and cured their cancer. They were terminal cancer patients, and they lived full lives after that. And so she experimented with laboratory mice in her basement and kind of took the scientific approach to things. And later on, she started helping people with their cancers, and the town of Bracebridge gave her a building to set up a cancer clinic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's incredible. And so it was what she had healed her aunt and mother with was the eight-herb formula, even though we're missing one of the herbs.
I don't know if that's actually documented. I stick to the documented evidence, that may or may not have been the case, but it probably was,
Well, that's what it sounded like.
It's safe, I think, to assume that, but I've had the eight herb, what one person, Molly Klein, thinks is the eight herb formula. Didn't taste very well, though. It didn't taste very good at all.
Well, I think it has kelp in it. Formula. Right? Kelp? I think it has kelp.
No, that was, he worked for a little while with Dr. Bruce.
Oh, right, and, that's right, it's his formula, yeah.
In his clinic, and he added blessed thistle and kelp, which were never a part of the formula, and he was very proud of it. And you know, any herbal tea, if the herbs are good for you, they're healthy, it's a good thing to drink. You know, herbal teas are generally good, but it just wasn't Essiac. And then he went with partners with a Canadian talk show host, who ironically died of cancer because she didn't take the tea. But she was a businesswoman and wanted to cash in on it. And out of that came fluorescence, because they didn't want to use the word Essiac. And it really wasn't Essiac. So, but
right.
not saying it's a bad tea or anything. It's just not the same herbs that Reen Case used.
Right. But, you know, she had such a legend that a lot of people tried to create formulas that mimicked it instead of just, you know, because after all, if you're trying to find the root, not everyone wants to do the labor-intensive thing about growing it. So some people know that I'm part of the Essiac Circle of Friends, and we are growing the whole plant, right, Huckleberry?
Yeah, yeah. That's what anyone, if they want to do the authentic original Essiac tea from Reen Case, then they would need to grow their own sheep sorrel at the very least in order to get the sheep sorrel roots. And nowadays, this is quite a new development, but you can no longer buy sheep sorrel leaf, the tops of the plants, in the United States, except through the Essiac Circle of Friends, because they actually grow the herbs themselves.
Wait, you said the leaf? No, just the roots, not the leaf. Generally,
well,
you can find the
leaf.
Yeah,
but the leaf, you can't buy, you can't, they don't grow it anymore in the United States for sale on the internet or wherever.
Really?
They import it from like the Balkan countries, like Romania, Bulgaria,
that's right. Okay.
And things like that, you know. You know, and there's no way to really confirm whether it's grown organically or not, even though they say it is, but it's not grown in the United States. I know the Essiac Circle of Friends, of course, they do grow it in the Pacific Northwest, so, you know, it's one of the very few sources that I know of that grow it here.
Right, exactly. You know, because that's the whole thing. I mean, if you know, here this is a weed, much like dandelion and plantain. You'd think that, you know, someone would jump on that and want to go ahead and grow it, especially if there's no, you know, I forgot about the leaf not being available here in the U.S. commercially. That's, you know, that's a pretty important point. But, yeah, and it's nice to know that all the herbs are organically grown. They're not, there's no Roundup in the area or anything. We're growing on an organic farm that's certified, that's been established for, oh my gosh, it's been over 30 years. I know the Roniger Farm is over 30 years of certified organic. So, yes, his son is taking over for the father. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty incredible. So what, you know, I know when I am dealing with customers and they buy the tea, you know, they have a lot of questions, but I get a lot of word of mouth and repeat orders because, you know, they realize it's working. I mean, you know, they'll buy the original formula, you know, like every month, for instance. I have people that are fairly poor, and they'll save up their money and buy the original formula every single month. I have another man in upstate New York, totally got rid of his cancer, and he is on Social Security. He socks away a little bit of money to buy a pound every 8 or 9 months. You know, and he just takes it as maintenance. You know, it's just part of his routine because he doesn't want to have it come back. You know, and it's part of his, you know, basic health program. So, and yeah, I think it's a foundational tea myself. So we have a commercial break, so hold on. We're near the end of the hour.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We have only a few minutes, and you know, I just wanted to mention that we all take the tea. Nobody wants to develop cancer. Cancer is more than one or two. Just about everyone I know has had some experience with it. And it's an amazing preventive tea. It's important, of course, change our diet, lifestyle, do colon cleansing, fasting, you know, all those kinds of things. You know, get outside more. I mean, it, you know, especially when you age out, it's really more important than ever. As, you know, I really am upset when I see people die needlessly that are patriots. So I want everyone to pay attention. So, Huck, how would you finalize? You have a couple minutes here.
Well, you bring up a really good point, and I should have mentioned it myself, but the best way to use SDAC tea is before you get sick. you know, it's such a good tea, and as I say, a foundational tea for the immune system and just to maintain health. And Dr. Glum used to tell me over and over again that from his experience, people who take the tea on a fairly regular basis never get cancer. But, you know, I mean, there's probably exceptions if you live next to a nuclear power plant or something, you know. But, or if you take the vaccine, because the vaccines can, you know, I mean, so-called vaccines, they're not really vaccines, we all know that. Well, not everybody, but anyway.
Everyone here does, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have an informed audience, I'm sure. And yeah. There will be, I would think, be able to predict that there's going to be a rise in cancer, even worse than it has been in the past. And a lot of this is created by, you know, big medical, big pharma, and government agencies that suppress natural remedies.
Exactly.
And promote drugs that make you sick.
I don't know if you know this. But Dr. Ryan Cole, he's actually got on a health board down south in our state. He lives in Idaho,
yeah.
And he has a whole practice, and he's talked about that. Remember how he talked about that? He's seeing all people come into his clinic that are being diagnosed with cancer, and they've all had the shot. I mean, he's just like, it's like this huge surge.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's the blood clotting and, you know, other myriad adverse reactions that people are having to these crazy Franken-shots, as Francis Boyle would say.
Well, what freaks me out is they even have, you know, the breast. I mean, there's a story on RBN about breastfeeding moms, you know, killing their babies with their breast milk from the blood clotting. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. I want to always just remind people, you know, it's a lot of work, and that's where I've been doing. I need to sometimes take off and spend time with the harvest. So thank you so much for coming on, Huckleberry.
Oh, you're welcome. And just if there's a couple seconds left, for people who want to learn more about it, if they like to watch videos on the free speech platform Gab, on the TV Gab, they have the videos.
Yep, gab.com/healthfreedominfo.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com.
We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to